Introducing Warfronts with me, Simon Whistler, a deep dive into the world's most significant conflicts, past and present. Now available as a podcast, we break down modern wars, the politics behind them, and how they shape today's world. Whether it's a forgotten battle or current global hotspots, we make sense of it all. Warfronts, history, conflict, and the stories that matter. Listen now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Welcome back to the show. About Last Night is the name of the podcast. My name is Adam Ray. Good to see you. Subscribe right here if you haven't subscribed before. If you're new to the show, welcome. We drop episodes every week. iTunes, Spotify, you can get the audio there. You can watch the video here. I'm wearing my Seven Strong shirt. I'm wearing my Simply Seattle hat. I was about to say I'm not wearing underwear, but I don't think I've ever gone commando. No, I have a few times. When you just run out of clean clothes. I'm not a big commando guy. It does feel good. It feels better than you would think, but I think there's just always, as a dude, the possibility that you're going to take a shot to the dick or that somebody might grab it is a concern. Not like in a sexual way, but like, let's say you're in New York City, a lot of people coming and going. Literally, right? And you might bump into somebody and they might just bump you and grab you. Like, you ever see that movie Inner Space where they shrunk Martin Short and put him in like a spaceship and then they were going to inject him into somebody's body and he was going to study that body. And then the guy who had it got bumped and accidentally stuck the syringe in somebody else. Oh, no. They stuck it into Martin Short, I think. And it was Dennis Quaid was in the ship. Yeah, that's what it was. What a fucking wild movie. Anyway, Martin Short's then driving around with Dennis Quaid in his body. Anyway, so, you know, somebody could bump into you, pinch your dick, grab it, bite it, you know, depending on how tall they are. So I like to have some protection in between. Hey, I'll even wear a condom when I masturbate. Anyway, to the bride and groom. I always like doing that. If I say something entirely ridiculous, I pretend like you're at a wedding and that's like part of the speech. That's another anytime bit. If you just trail off and you say something that doesn't make sense. Right, anyway, to the bride and groom. I have seen some wild wedding speeches. I was at a wedding last summer. I won't say the name of the guy, but his best friend gave one of the craziest best man speeches I've ever seen. He's like, remember when we just like I was the only comedian there, and there was definitely three or four people that were looking at me like, get up, like go save this. But I was like, nah, let's watch him burn. And it was burn, baby, burn. He was like, remember when we would, he was fucked up too. Did I say that? He was fucked up. Remember when we would be in the parking lot and we were drinking, and we bring girls in the car, and this is before you. He pointed to the wife. This is way before you. Well, not way before, but but before now. And so we'd bring the girls in the car, and we'd like try to get them to fuck around, do stuff. We'd listen to music, play cards or something, and then they'd leave. They're being fucking bitches. And then we drive home. And everybody should be dead quiet. And he was like, yeah, we were no safe to drive. But I remember that. Remember when you were like, we should not drive. And then I drove anyway. And then he just trailed off. And it was, I think he interrupted him finally. I think my buddy who was getting married finally goes, all right, thank you. Thanks a lot, man. And then I remember seeing him at the party, and he was like, "What did you think of my speech? You're a comedian. I can take it. I can take it. Was it good?" I was like, "It was perfect. You were so thoughtful, so articulate, so honest and real, and you were vulnerable." I swear to God, he goes, "Thank you. That makes me feel. That makes me feel good that I did that for him." People that get real fucked up take real sloppy breaths in, you know. That was a fun wedding. It was a fun wedding. I was up and down for that. I like drove up and drove back in the same night, three plus hours. Wild. And then flew out the next day to officiate a friend of mine's wedding, Adam Devine's wedding in Mexico. That was a wild 48 hours. I miss Mexico. I'd love to go to Cabo. I'd love to go to Cabo tomorrow. I'd love to go to Cabo tonight on a private plane. If I had all, you ever play that game? God, if I had all the money, I could do anything. I'd go on a private plane tonight with, I'd call 10 people and I go, "I have a fat Airbnb on the water. Do you want to go tonight?" Just to see who'd be down. I bet, I would venture to assume 9 out of 10 people in your life, that if you were to ask, "I have a private plane that leaves tonight at 8 and it's 5:30, that they would go, "Yeah, I'll figure it out and I'm coming for a week." The Oh, that it's fully paid for and there's food and drinks and it's Mexico and I can avoid customs and passport city and all that? Yeah, dude, I'm on my way. God, I think I've just been working so much, which is no complaints, dude. I'm always so quick to go, no complaints. But I just want to kick it old school. Speaking of kicking it old school, Jamie Kennedy, shout out, came on Dr. Phil Live in Dallas last week. The Dr. Phil Lives have been bananas. If you haven't been to a show, what are you doing? We've got like 15 shows left, maybe? No, we've got Boston on March 27th. I think that's sold out, 3,800, MGM Music Hall. Atlanta, almost sold out, March 30th, Cobb Energy Center. Then we got Nashville on April 6th at the Pinnacle, almost sold out. April 19th in Austin at Bass Concert Hall. And then we've got one in May at the Comedy Store. And then we've got one in June at the Comedy Store. And I think June also is Kansas City, June 1st. June 6th, Cleveland. June 8th, Indianapolis. And then June 19th, Pittsburgh. June 21st, Atlantic City. July 12th, Reno. And that's it. So I don't know how many more that is. 10, 12? March was the craziest month. We're still in it. I've got Philly this weekend at the Punchline. Shout out. The shows are sold out. 6 sold out shows at the Philly Punchline. God bless you guys. Last time I went there, we sold out maybe 1 of the 5. So this is way cooler. Can't wait. Great club. Great city. Great stand-up city. It's just been wild. March started off with February 28th, we had a Dr. Phil Live in Milwaukee. Then we went to Minnesota. And then we had, what was in between? Then we had Dallas. Oh, in between that. So here's how crazy March has been. I've been home for 3 days. I'm home right now. I leave tomorrow and then I'm not back until April 2nd. So I've been home for 2 days in March. And 8 Dr. Phil Lives in March is crazy. 2 in a weekend is a lot. 8 in a month is wild, but when we routed it and booked it, and I just said yes because I was like, fuck it, this is the time. We're taping a documentary on it for this whole 2025 Phil tour, and we'll see how that turns out, but it's too much of a moment in time to not capture. The guests we had in Milwaukee were Tiffany Haddish, Joe List, Andy Letterman. Minnesota, we had the Sklar Brothers, Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers, Casey Rocket, TJ Hawkinson, and JJ McCarthy and Harrison Phillips from the Minnesota Vikings. And then after Minnesota, I went to Austin to do Kill Tony, which was a blast, and do my buddy Cam Hayward's podcast, Not Just Football. Check it out. I think it's out now. Cam Hayward is a superstar for the Pittsburgh Steelers, going on season 15, I believe, which is wild. And then I got to go to Arizona because, shout out to my Mariners, they set up a thing for me to roast the team Dan Wilson had to approve it, our manager, and the catcher for my Mariners in the 90s that, you know, was the season in 95 that saved baseball in Seattle. Shout out to Trevor Gooby and Jack Mossman over at the Seattle Mariners and Dan Wilson for setting this up. I roasted the team at 9 a.m. we've got some pictures and maybe even a – can we cut to this clip of me roasting the Mariners?
Give it up for the big dumper, by the way, dude. That is the talent of J-Rod and the booty of J-Lo. Cal has 50,000 followers on Instagram and 60,000 followers on OnlyFans. You know, growing up in Seattle, yeah, you can laugh. That's a joke. You know, I grew up in Seattle. I know every corner of our city. The only place I get lost is in Julio's eyes. God, give it up for Julio Rodriguez. Matt Brash is here. Matt is so Canadian. His all-time favorite Mariner is the Moose.
Dream day. Roasting them at 9 a.m., fucking early, but I've done radio for comedy clubs at 6 a.m., and that's, you know, you get used to it. I push the envelope, man. The clips that we're, I think, going to be posting with the Mariners are super clean, but I went for it. I mean, we have a pitcher named Bryce Miller. We should put up a picture of him. I said, Bryce looks like not only the pedophile, but the undercover cop that's going to arrest him. I said, Logan Gilbert looks like he gets carded at Chuck E. Cheese. I go, Logan, you think he's good now? Wait till he hits puberty. I go, Logan is from Florida, which makes sense because he looks like an alligator fucked a Zin pouch. And I made jokes about Julio, Rodriguez, and Cal, and Brian Wu. I said, Brian Wu is Asian. He's got a lot of drive, so stay off the road tonight. He's got that dog in him, usually after lunch or dinner. They were laughing the whole time. It was awesome. They have a player named Tyler Locklear. I go, Tyler's 24, yet somehow already looks like a deadbeat stepdad. I go, Tyler actually looks like he was going to rush the Capitol on January 6th, but he got too drunk at the tailgate and missed it. It was awesome, man. Rowdy Tellez is a player that is trying to make the squad this year. He had a great spring. Super funny guy, super nice guy. I said, Rowdy is so fat and Jewish. Rowdy, I don't know if you spend more time in a synagogue or a Cinnabon. That got a big laugh. It was awesome. And a lot of them were fans that I hadn't met, other players and, you know, pitchers, this and that. They let me train with them. I got to do all the drills. J.P. Crawford and Jorge Polanco kind of took me under their wings in the infield. And Cal and Julio let me step into the box and take some rips and BP. And, yeah, dude, it was – I went to spring training in 1995, the year before the that season that saved baseball in Seattle. My dad, after my folks split, thanks for bringing it up, moved to Glendale, Arizona. So that was my first spring training. I was like, I got to go. And that was 95. Now here we are, 2025, 30 years later, and I'm practicing with the team on that same field that I remember standing on the other side of the fence, watching them practice, trying to get loose baseballs. It was pretty, really special and not lost on me at all. So shout out to the Mariners for making that happen. You know, stuff like that is possible because of what I've done in my comedy portion of life, and that is just wild and not something that I take for granted. And just so cool. And getting to be friends with some of the players is really cool. They're just people, man. A handful of homies were like, dude, you gotta be careful, man. Athletes take themselves too seriously. They're a little sensitive. At the end of the day, they're just people. And you have to treat it as such. Yeah, some guys might be more sensitive, you know, but knowing some of the players, having Dan Wilson's blessing, and the fact that it was my team, it's not like I was trying to make them feel bad. So shout out to the Mariners for making that happen. And there's some clips and pictures up on my Instagram if you want to check them out, aside from the ones we've shown here in the episode. But that was a wild day. Then we went to a spring training game after that and then flew directly to Dallas that night because the next day we had one of two Dr. Phil lives in Dallas at the Majestic. Night one was Dan Soder, Matt McCusker, and Ari Matty. Holy shit. Fucking banger night. The Majestic is a 2,000-seat theater that is maybe one of the most gorgeous theaters of all time, and we did two nights there. Thursday was wild. Thank you to everybody that came out. I mean, just Dan and Matt and Ari murdered, dude, and people went nuts for him. And then Friday was Jamie Kennedy and Bobby Lee. And, yeah, dude, I haven't seen a response like that for Bob. Jamie got a big pop and crushed. Dude, scream and fucking ghost whisper. And the Jamie Kennedy experiment was one of my favorite shows growing up. Because he, if you haven't seen it, Jamie would dress up and get in full prosthetic as like characters, and it was like a prank show. But he was like full on transforming into other characters. And it was brilliant. And I was heavily influenced by it. And I told him that. And I've just gotten to know him over the years. And he's such a sweet guy. And he's so funny, man. And we had a great time. And then Bobby Lee comes out, blows the roof off. I smoked weed again on stage. The only two times I've done it in the Dr. Phil Live show were when Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee were on the show, the third show ever at the Comedy Store. And then now here with Bobby Lee. So something about those guys that makes me want to puff. Jaime Garcia was on the show too, who was on the Tiger Belly episode I did with Bob. And it was just awesome, man. Avery Pearson came out to do some musical improvised therapy crowd work. And then we had Avery stick around and do Chicago. Chicago Theater was on Sunday. So we fly to Chicago after Dallas. After two nights at the Majestic, we fly to Chicago on Saturday, have a day off. We go out, we partied, went a little too hard, and then slept in a bit and did the show on Sunday that featured Mark Normand, hometown boy Andrew Santino, and special surprise Chevy Chase. What the fuck? Shout out to my girl Kaylee, Chevy's daughter, who works at the Comedy Store and is just one of the sweetest, nicest, funniest people you'll ever meet. I see that Chevy's post on his Instagram that he's in Chicago for St. Patty's Day, and I hit him up and go, or hit her up and go, do you think your dad would be down to pop in and do a quick bit? We have a 3,600 seat theater sold out. We don't announce the guests. And I had a buddy, my buddy Colby, who does all the intro graphics for not only my special, Like and Subscribe, which you can check out on my YouTube, but for the Dr. Phil intro. He does the whole intro with all the video and music and shots of past shows. And so he made a quick montage for Chevy in case he showed up. Chevy came. He showed up, and his family was so sweet that was with him and worked it out. And they were like, he's got to be out at this time because we're going to this dinner. So they got there like 7:52. We brought a kid on stage. There was a 10-year-old boy at the show. I didn't know that you could come to the show if you were 10. His name was Xander. And this kid is either going to need therapy or be the coolest kid you've ever met. I see him in the crowd. I bring him on stage. I bring his dad up, and I'm trying to kill some time before Chevy gets there. And we did a thing where I go, have you ever cursed out loud, Xander? And he's like, no, or in front of 3,600 people. And so I whispered words in his dad's ear that to be like, if this is appropriate, whisper into your son's ear for a little game of fucked up telephone. And so I whispered like, cocksucker. And then he said it, queef. He said it. I go, do you know what a queef is? He goes, no. I go, it's probably better that way. I go, it's spelled Q-U-E-E-F for future riff. And then Chevy came out. They gave me the signal that he was there. So I told them the cue was going to be, you guys having a good time tonight? Yeah. You guys ready to start the show? Yeah. And then before the crowd noise dies down, boom, lights go out. Montage hits of Chevy. And then it ends on Chevy. The last shot was him going with the cables and Christmas Vacation. And then it ends on Chevy Chase with great music. Lights come on the stage and he walks out. And the place went fucking nuts, dude. It was awesome. Selfishly, Chevy is a comedic hero of mine. And to have him make time and then to see the response he got was like very cool. And his family was really pumped for it. He was really sweet about it, said how like he just doesn't do a lot of things like this, so he doesn't get that type of response. And it was really sweet. And he was funny. And I think I said like, so Christmas Vacation was based in Chicago, right? Or something. And he was like, no. And I go, all right, moving on. What else we got? And then we just had some fun. And we kept it quick. It was about 5-7 minutes, but enough to be like, wow, you got him to come out, sit down, get a big pop. I got to bust his chops. He busted my chops. It was awesome, man. It was really fucking cool. And then right after that was Mark Normand, and just, you know, one of the funniest guys in the game. And Mark just ripped it for 30, almost 40 minutes. This one went long. This was almost a 2.5-hour show. And then Mark Normand, then my boy Jonathan Kite came out and did a thing where we said Vince Vaughn, who's a famous Chicago guy, was hosting a St. Patty's Day party. So I picked up a Vince Vaughn phone that we bought and set on stage that gave us a direct line to the party. And Vince picks up. He's like, what's up, baby boy? How you doing? I'm in the back making margaritas. Let's make this quick. And you hear party ambiance. And we just improvise this whole bit where I'm talking to Vince, and then he puts Barack Obama on the phone, and then Seth Rogen, and then Christopher Walken, and then Avery and I went into the crowd, did musical therapy crowd work again, which just ripped for 3,600 people. Going into the crowd and breaking the fourth wall at these Phil shows is a must, and people go nuts. And then Santino came out, and man, just hometown kid, and Santino's just at the top of his game right now. It was special, man. It was a special show. Andrew's so funny, man. We did we did this bit where I was talking about having a personal private chef, Filipino guy named Gerald. And then he's like, but what's it? He goes, what's his real name? I go, Buck Buck. You know, we gave him the name Gerald. And then we did this whole act out of him asking Phil what he wanted for breakfast. It was just so funny, dude. Andrew and I have been great buds for coming up on 20 years, man. Since we both started stand-up out here, we've known each other. So, and just done so many dumb videos and sketches and shows and travel together. We just, it's the chemistry between Andrew and I is what you want out of anybody that it, we're both, I think, in a groove right now with what we're doing on stage. And then we just both have this, you look across from him and you go, I've been being silly with you on stage. We used to do, there's a time at the Laugh Factory, we'd go up as characters and we'd do a duo a bit. I think we were two brothers at one point that were just real ambiguous. You don't know if they were gay or straight. And then we, you know, obviously have all these sketches online that we did at one point, and the Christmas drunk Christmas album, and but yeah, we just have an ease with us and a trust, and we were looking at each other and we were ripping each other, and yeah, real special. Andy ripped. Jeremiah comes out as Barron Trump. John Kite comes back out as Donald Trump. Mark Norman comes out. We play a game of Do You Love America, and it was awesome, man. Long show though, 2.5. I don't want to trim these shows down because I want to give people their money's worth, you know? And when we fly these dope guests out, it's like, why the fuck would I use them for 15 minutes? So hopefully you guys don't mind that. But, you know, pretty fun. So AdamRayComedy.com for all those Dr. Phil Live tour dates. We've got a handful left, man. And then that's a wrap. Who knows? Maybe a Jeremy tour. People keep hounding me about doing another character show. We'll see. I got a big Adam Ray Live tour coming up, as well as dates in April, May, June, July. So AdamRayComedy.com for all those. We got Eugene, Oregon coming up. Oof, I got a big announcement in May. I can't say it yet. Maybe on the next pod. Really wild Dr. Phil announcement coming up very soon. But huge stand-up tour in the fall. All those dates are already online at AdamRayComedy.com. Kansas City, Tulsa, Omaha, Nebraska, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dania Beach, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, all at AdamRayComedy.com. And new podcast coming too. Can't announce that yet. New podcast with somebody that you like. Maybe his name is close to mine. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Let's talk business for a sec, all right? Or maybe even a couple seconds. Look, you know when you see a product online that just makes you go, take my money, I gotta buy it. Well, it's not just the product that makes you hit buy. It's how easy it is to check out. That seamless, fast experience that just gets you. This is the magic behind Shopify. Before I started using Shopify for my business, I was juggling a million things. Inventory, orders, tracking sales. It was a freaking mess. Sorry for cursing, but I'm passionate about Shopify. Now, everything's streamlined. All right, I'm spending way less time trying to make things work and way more time actually focusing on growing my brand. Plus, let me tell you, Shopify, it makes selling feel like a breeze. Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. That's what we all want. That's what we all need. And the best part, it's not just for me. It's for all kinds of businesses, whether you're selling online or you're in store or through your social feeds. Shopify's got you covered with the number one checkout in the world. Say that with me, the number one checkout in the world. And hey, Shopify Shop Pay, I'll tell you about it, can boost your conversions up to 50%. That's more sales, fewer abandoned carts. What's not to love, okay? It's a no-brainer for anyone looking to scale their business, no matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey. Whether you are just starting out or you're looking to level up, Shopify gives you, that's right, you. You, everything you need to thrive. Cha-ching, don't cancel me. Shopify is where you go to upgrade your business and get the same checkout that I use. And you can use it too with Shopify. Sign up right now for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. All lowercase, that's shopify.com/aboutlastnight. All lowercase to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. And look, meal kits can sometimes sound like a great idea, all right? But you get the box and you realize you got these tiny little bags of ingredients and recipes that are way too complicated for a weeknight dinner, right? That's not the case with Home Chef, all right? I recently tried Home Chef, and let me tell you, it's a game changer and a food banger. First off, the meals were delicious, check. I had these fresh ingredients delivered right to my doorstep, check. And I was able to cook up a few of their 30-minute recipes in no time. And I'm talking flavor-packed meals that were simple to follow. Usually when I'm going through a recipe, I get all jumbled up and jambled in, and I'm just like, dude, I don't know what is point A to point B, and next thing you know, I'm just having Frosted Flakes for dinner. The steps were so easy. There were no fancy chef skills needed. Plus, I could tell they were designed by actual chefs, so I was getting that restaurant-quality flavor without leaving the house. What do I love most? I'll tell you, the variety. All right, Home Chef had over 30 options to choose from every week. I've been using them for a while now. I've even tried their new 5-ingredient meals, which were ridiculously easy to make. The best part is that Home Chef is economical. I've saved around 86, 90 bucks a month on groceries, which means more cash for other things like, pot, movies, sporting events, extra desserts, huh? Like that extra dessert that I add to my order? It's free dessert for life, folks. If you want fresh, easy, and delicious meals without all the stress, here's the deal. Right now, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my ALN listeners, you guys, 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. Holy shit, say it out loud to yourself. 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN right now for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/ALN. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. Back to the episode. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Look, money is something we all need. But when's the last time money stressed you out? Yesterday? I mean, look, it's not like any of us love those moments when you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, where did my money go? I've definitely been there. I mean, who hasn't? If you're a person, you definitely have doubted where you're getting money, when are you getting money, and how are you getting money? If you're selling your body on the side of the freeway or you're working a double shift at Nordstrom, you need it to survive. But the thing is, once you get a grip on your finances, you feel more in control and less overwhelmed, right? It makes a world of difference. And that's where Acorns comes in, okay? They say money can't buy happiness. Well, that might be true, but money can sure make you feel a lot of other things like stressed, guilty, overwhelmed. And if you're not in control of your money can control you. Trust me, I've been there. But once I started using Acorns, everything changed, okay? Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, the official financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools and make it easy to start saving and investing for your future, all right, which is just around the corner. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns let you get started with the spare money you've got right now. Even if all you've got is 50 cents, you don't need a ton of time. Create an Acorns account. Start investing in just 5 minutes, okay? You don't need to feel like the financial wellness is impossible. You want to feel confident and in control. And Acorns gives you a small, simple step, a couple of them, to get you and your money back on track. Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. I personally have loved how easy it is to use. Okay, it's given me and my wife the sense of control over our finances that we are missing. Yeah, you start small and over time it builds up just like planting an acorn. See what I did there? And you watch it grow into something bigger. So if you want to take control of your money right now, sign up and join over what 13 million people have already done. Save money and invest over $22 billion with Acorns. That's what people have done. 13 million people right now, consumers, customers, they've invested over $22 billion with Acorns. So head to acorns.com, acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN. Sorry, I just was counting the money I've saved from Acorns. acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/ALN. Topical things I want to talk about, and then we'll get back into some business, but the astronauts came back. They said they were going to be gone for 2 months, and then they said, oh, wait, they like ran out of gas or like they hated their families. I forget the reason, but they prolonged their trip, and then it was like, oh, they're not coming back for another 9 months. And they came back like 2 days ago, maybe even yesterday. Wild. Apparently, you don't age in space. I don't know where I heard that. Welcome back to Who Told You That. Somebody goes, hey, you don't age in space, so they like look younger. I was like, what? So they came back, and apparently they said they had a great time. That's what whoever told me that you don't age in space said, that they came back and they were like, yeah, we were fine. We were actually didn't want to come back. We did not miss our families at all. Can you imagine? You come back from space, your whole family's crying, and you're like, stop. You're causing a scene. You don't embarrass me. And they're like, I haven't seen you in 9 months. Chris, it's me, Samantha. Yeah. I know who you are. Look at pictures of you every fucking day up in that ship. Well, didn't you miss me? I missed a lot of things, babe. Okay? I missed cheeseburgers. I missed Daniel Day-Lewis movies. The TV didn't work up there, all right? Who's president? Trump. He didn't miss me. Well, I didn't miss you either because I met someone. Good. I met someone too. Her name's Fleshlight. Dude, can you jerk off in space? To the bride and groom. You probably can. Are you always floating, though? And then do you... Wild. I would think if... Oh, man. I mean, I have a tough time being on a 4-hour flight. If I was floating in space for 9 months, every day I'd be waiting for something to, like, hit us, like a meteor. And also, I think I'd lose it at some point. Unless I was in one of those crazy Star Trek ships... where there's like a mall and a food court and a water slide and a Best Buy, you know? But if you're up there just floating around, there's a chance I'm looking out the window at one point. I'm just like, fuck, I'm gonna jump. I can see my house from here. Don't jump. Fuck you, Deborah, or whoever's in space with you. Deborah feels like a good name of a son. I think Kim Kardashian's gone up in space. Jeff Bezos is gonna take like a bunch of people up in space, I think. Sorry, I keep rubbing my head. I have this like wild canker sore in the top of like my mouth, and I feel like it's pushing on my fucking ear bone or brain. I don't know. Gabby Petito. Let's talk about Gabby Petito, huh? Murder documentaries. Can you get enough? Nope. Crazy mom documentaries. Have we seen them all? Not even close, dude. Ruby Frankie, Hulu doc. Crazy YouTube mom. Watch it. And if you have kids, don't do what she did. She locked them up. She didn't feed them. She beat them. She told them they sucked. She worshiped the devil. Blah, blah, blah. She fucking... Dude, by the way, there's very few normal people out there. The more I live and the more I interact with humans, I go, dude, everyone's fucking got something going on. But tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. Gabby Petito, you know, sweet girl. Brian Laundry, if you haven't watched the Netflix doc, watch it just so you can pay attention to the warning signs if you are with a guy who is just a walking red flag, dude. I mean, she just couldn't see it, though. God, they get pulled over. If you haven't seen the doc, they get pulled over and the cops, like, side with him. I mean, just the worst highway patrol guys that are like, this guy, Brian Laundry's making bad jokes and the cops are laughing and, like, humoring him and being like, yeah, dude, she feels like she's being dramatic, dude. Sorry that the bitch is fucking crying so much, man. Like, you seem fucking chill, dude. And then they separated them, and then they got back together, and then he killed her like a day later. So, if you see something, say something, cops. But easier said than done, I guess, right? But, man, I can't click fast enough on any of these murder docs. Why do we love it? I just saw a billboard driving down Hollywood. It said, dying for sex. That was the name of the title. And I go, dude, that we as in this country, we love death. We love murder and we love sex. We like those are our you put a fucking show that's got death and sex. There's going to be a show coming out that's going to be called Fucked Till I Die or Fuck, you know, Fuck Death or, you know, like or, you know, or, you know, Murder Fuck Island. A show that, actually, I'm surprised it's not a reality show where it's like, you have to, six gorgeous couples go to the Bermuda Triangle. Or, no, go to Cabo. Six gorgeous couples go to Cabo San Lucas to have some fun and some sex. The only twist is if you don't fuck good enough, you're going to get killed by your ex from middle school who we flew out. Surprise, 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 surprise. And after they shoot you in the face, mid-fuck, we'll throw you into a pit of lions. Rawr, where you'll get eaten dick first. This fall on Murder Fuck Island. Oh, you're telling me you wouldn't watch 6 episodes of that? Okay. Liar. To the bride and groom. Somebody's wedding speech. Yeah, dude. We love death and sex, dude. We love it. There's people out there that have fucked and then died. There's reports. There's been stories. I don't know the cases or the names, but I used to live below a guy over on Waring Avenue here in Los Angeles, across from Pink's Hot Dogs. And our neighbor above us, he died. He was taking a shit. So that's not sex, but he was. Sometimes you do poop so well, you're like, did I just come to? Or that's not right. But you know what I mean? Like the feeling of having such a proper, loose, flowy poo of just like everything got out that was supposed to, and then a little extra. Little something from the fifth grade came up and just found it like, you know, it was walking around my colon and then all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, there's the exit. You know, we've all done that where you're like looking for your car and then you're like, you're walking around and then you go, oh, there it is. That's what this poop from like 94 did and got out too. And it feels so good that you're like, man, I feel like I just came a little bit. Anyway. Spring is upon us, which means baseball is almost here, which means football free agency is here, which means the Seahawks have a new quarterback. Welcome to Seattle, Sam Darnold. Not only is he a great dude and a great quarterback, he's, say it with me, my friend. Dude, so fired up. When your friend is your home team's quarterback, how many people get to say that? 300,000? I don't know. Sam Darnold, congrats. You're going to rip it up. 3-year deal. I'm going to try to get up there and show him around town. I was like, do you want me to come up and like give you a tour of the city? He's like, yeah. Go, great. So I got to figure that out. Maybe we'll tape it for YouTube and put it on the YouTubes for content. Got to have content. If every day is about content these days. If you didn't tape it, did it not happen? Dude, speaking of, did it not happen if it was taped? Tracy Morgan puked courtside at the Knicks game yesterday, I think. Oh, man. And I saw 9 different angles of it on TikTok. They said it was food poisoning, which I've been there, but then his nose started bleeding too. Who knows, man? None of our business, but it was on the internet, so I guess it is your business, right? That's also how these things work. If it was posted, everyone's like, well, I saw it. I took the time to watch it, so now I get to comment on it. That's how clips work, man. Speaking of clips, Gene Hackman. R.I.P. Gene Hackman. Let's start there. R.I.P. Gene Hackman, one of the most legendary actors of our time. He died. He was 95. What a run. He had Alzheimer's. Apparently, he didn't even know that he died. I think that's what somebody said. But he starved. He didn't know that he was supposed to eat. He didn't know he was hungry. His brain in the autopsy apparently was that far gone. But his wife got this illness. Jesus fucking Christ. How many things can take you out? Saw a video of people that got stuck during a storm at Six Flags on a roller coaster. This is why I don't ride roller coasters. For the fear of being stuck in the air. My wife the other day goes, my biggest fear is like tripping in public and somebody getting it on tape. And like I go down and like break my ankle or something. I go, that's your biggest fear? What about being kidnapped in the middle of the night and they take you and me and then drop me out of a plane and then you go to some weird fucking Murder Fuck Island season 2 and then like they open up a door and I'm tied to like some thing and you have to answer trivia questions and if you don't get them right, they lure me into a pot of hot lava and alligator jizz and diarrhea. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not your biggest fear? So yeah, to the bride and groom. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Gene Hackman. His wife, they found her like 3 days before. Apparently she died 3 days before because a rat poison, there was rat poop on the ground. And rat poop exudes like this toxin polluted poisonous gas. So she thought she was sick. She went to CVS to get antibiotics. Puts their dog in the cage away from the other dogs because it just had surgery and they wanted to make sure it was fine and didn't like get the stitches licked off or whatever. And then she, like her heart and lungs filled with water and she died. The dog was in the cage. Gene Hackman didn't know because he has Alzheimer's. He doesn't even know what a dog is. He dies because he's starving. And then the dog dies. Saddest story of all time. And it's wild because when it first got reported, everyone's like, no way there wasn't any foul play. Like, who murdered the dog? Dude, here's how you know you have... If you're ever wondering how to, you know, start stripping away contacts and friends, like... A buddy of mine was like, you hear about Gene Hackman? I go, yeah. He goes, Hackman, wife, and the dog died. You can tell me foul play is not involved? I go, I mean, we don't know yet. He goes, think the dog did it? And I was like, let me just find your number here and delete. Do you think the dog did it? Maybe. Dogs, I've seen videos of dogs and cats flush toilets and open fridges. Service animals are, I mean, my own dog will let me know, you know, when she has to poo or pee. And it's pretty wild the way that they just let you know that. I'm like, a friend of mine has four kids and just got a dog. He's like, I don't know how you raise a pup. Kids are so easy. He goes, I never know what my dog wants. It's always staring at me. I'm like, dog's like... I'm like, what do you want, man? Use your words. What do you fucking want? It's frustrating. I go, dude, if your dog is staring at you, it wants one of three things. It's hungry, it's thirsty, or it has to poop. It's not formulating, it's not judging you. It's not, it doesn't have an opinion and not staring at you, you know, judgmentally, like you know. I can't believe you voted for Kamala. You know? What a week. What a couple weeks. From Chevy Chase and Santino and Mark Norman in Chicago to Bobby Lee in Dallas to spring training with the Mariners, Kill Tony in Austin. So much that we did and yet didn't even scratch the surface for 2025. So busy, need to get sleep, need to get this canker sore out of my mouth. I need a cocktail. But that is it for today's show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. AdamRayComedy.com for all my stand-up tour dates, all the Dr. Phil Live tour dates, and the Adam Ray and Dr. Phil Live merch. It's there. We have Dr. Phil tour shirts at AdamRayComedy.com. Go get them. A couple big announcements coming very soon, so stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Of course, the podcast, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and subscribe to the Adam Ray YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. Denver, Dr. Phil Live, part one is out. It dropped yesterday, so check that out. Sam Talent, TJ Miller, and John Renitsky are the guests from Denver. We did two nights in Denver. So part one is Sam Talent, John Renitsky, and TJ Miller. It's a two-part episode, so enjoy the fuck out of it. And then the second night in Denver was Nick Thune, Ralph Barbosa, and Josh Blue. All these shows are bangers. I hope you guys come out and see them. We got Boston, Atlanta, Nashville, and Austin coming up next. Be good to yourself. Have a great week. I'll see you on the road. Good night, everybody.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Look, money is something we all need. But when's the last time money stressed you out? Yesterday? I mean, look, it's not like any of us love those moments when you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, where did my money go?
I've definitely been there. I mean, who hasn't? If you're a person, you definitely have doubted where you're getting money, when are you getting money, and how are you getting money. If you're selling your body on the side of the freeway or you're working a double shift at Nordstrom, you need it to survive. But the thing is, once you get a grip on your finances, you feel more in control and less overwhelmed, right? It makes a world of difference. And that's where Acorns comes in, okay? They say money can't buy happiness. Well, that might be true, but money can sure make you feel a lot of other things like stressed, guilty, overwhelmed. And if you're not in control of your money can control you. Trust me, I've been there. But once I started using Acorns, everything changed, okay? Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, the official financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools and make it easy to start saving and investing for your future, all right, which is just around the corner. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns let you get started with the spare money you've got right now. Even if all you've got is 50 cents, you don't need a ton of time. Create an Acorns account. Start investing in just 5 minutes, okay? You don't need to feel like the financial wellness is impossible. You want to feel confident and in control. And Acorns gives you a small, simple step, a couple of them, to get you and your money back on track. Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. I personally have loved how easy it is to use. Okay, it's given me and my wife the sense of control over our finances that we are missing. Yeah, you start small and over time it builds up just like planting an acorn. See what I did there? And you watch it grow into something bigger. So if you want to take control of your money right now, sign up and join over what 13 million people have already done. Save money and invest over $22 billion with Acorns. That's what people have done. 13 million people right now, consumers, customers, they've invested over $22 billion with Acorns. So head to acorns.com, acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN. Sorry, I just was counting the money I've saved from Acorns. Acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/ALN.